even our single displays back then, but now with our extra solutions with the quad player, we're able to manage more solutions on one platform, and that's really what we wanted to bring to our customers to give them that efficiency.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Bill Hadsell, Daktronics Control System Product Manager, and Lisa Silvera, Daktronics Digital Signage Business Manager. They're going to talk about the Quad Player, how this solution came about, and what it does to give users flexibility in their digital signage strategies in multiple different applications. And we're here today with Lisa and Bill. Lisa, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And Bill, how are you doing?
Doing just great. How are you doing?
Doing great. And Matt's here as well. Matt, how are you doing over there?
Doing good, Justin. Thank you.
All right. So we've got four of us on the podcast today, and we're going to talk a little bit about a quad player. That's our topic today. But before we dive in, Lisa, can you give us a little bit of your background and how you got to be with your position at Daktronics?
Yeah, absolutely. So I come from a company called AdFlow Networks. We were a company that was acquired by Daktronics about 8 years ago. And we specialize in indoor digital signage for multiple different markets, focusing on LCD and content management software. So I am the Daktronics Digital Signage Business Manager. I work with the LCD Solutions, accompanied by our VCS software as our content management system.
Awesome. And when you were at AdFlow, how long had you been at AdFlow kind of before the merger?
Yeah, so I was actually hired on the same year that the merger took place. The whole reason for my hiring was to go through the merger with AdFlow and Daktronics, and that was the basis of my role. So I was hired on just to work together and bring the two companies together in different elements.
And have you always kind of been in the technology field, kind of, or what kind of had your interest in pursuing this line of work?
Yeah, so previous to AdFlow, I belonged to another digital signage company for about 7 years. So I come from the background of digital signage with LCD. I have basically an IT background and ERP or CSM software background.
Okay. Interesting. And now we'll throw it over to Bill. Bill, can you tell us a little bit about your role with Daktronics? I know you've been on the podcast before, but a refresher
what,
for our
what
listeners
What are we at?
Here.
Fourth time, right?
Yeah. Fourth time
today.
Yep.
Yeah. Fourth time, I guess. That's right. I'll try to do this without dating myself too much, but I came from the broadcast industry and worked most of my career at Avid Technology, the world's leading software for audio and video editing. Came to Daktronics in 2016, I guess, as an effort to improve our product marketing for control systems, including digital signage and IPTV systems in the live event space, and have kind of grown in different areas to now be involved in LCD digital signage for commercial and live event spaces, the software components and the hardware components of those solutions.
That's great. And that kind of having the both of you on here, maybe Bill, since you kind of have the mic right now, but how do you and Lisa kind of work together then with your different titles? How do you kind of share work or work with each other?
Yeah, we share quite a bit of work. I think we find conversations, you know, throughout the week, sometimes on a day-to-day basis, sometimes on a multiple times per day basis to kind of collaborate and work and help drive the business towards the outcomes that we're trying to achieve. We're trying to obviously merge the companies together, which includes merging the customer bases together, arrive at a common hardware and software solution set that makes sense for everybody. And there's a lot of internal effort that goes into that, including making and building the right products, designing those systems, supplying sales with the tools that they need to get, you know, create demand, as well as on the implementation side, where we have project management and other operations in mind to try to get the solutions out to the customer base in an efficient way. So I think, Lisa, you could probably add more to that, but that's it's a team effort for sure.
Yeah, along with that, what a little bit of my job is to really bring to Bill what the market is asking for. So I work with a lot of the sales reps and they're out there every day working with their sign companies or direct with their customers, and they're hearing what the market wants with the LCD solutions and our digital signage. So I'm really kind of, when we talk about create demand, I'm really trying to gather a lot of that information and then bringing that back to Bill as kind of a product owner to let him know what does the market want? What should we start focusing on? What solutions are kind of more important than others, and where we're going to hit the mark a little bit better. So I'm doing a lot of that gathering from our external reach with our sales reps and bringing that back to the team to make sure that we're focusing on building solutions that fit the marketplace that we want to sell in.
Yeah, it sounds like both of you came together to work towards bringing those correct solutions, as you've been saying, and maybe that leads into today's topic, the quad player. Can we start with just a history of, you know, how we kind of got to this and then exactly what the quad player is? So maybe I'll throw that over to Bill.
The quad player. So let's start with what is it first, and then we can kind of maybe back into how it satisfies needs in the market.
Sure.
The quad player is our most robust digital media player. Think of it as a content player. It's a hardware device. We call it a quad because it has four HDMI outputs, four independent HDMI outputs that can operate four independent screens, or in more advanced cases, allow for the spanning of a single piece of content across four LCD screens, and in some cases, even more than that, depending on how the system is designed. In fact, we used the quad player for video walls. So think of an array of LCDs hanging on the wall all together to form one large canvas. That's what we call an LCD video wall. A quad player can drive up to 16 monitors or LCDs on the wall in different configurations, whether that's four across and four high, that's 16, or four across and three high, that's 12. We use that same media player in a wide range of different configurations. It has the processing power it needs. It has the number of outputs, the support for the different resolutions that it needs, and fits into our overall ecosystem to drive the widest range of high-end LCD digital signage and video wall applications that we provide. So this is really our flagship media player, and we grew into this solution. We've always had an array of different media players, and we've had four channel media players, and even more than that traditionally. And AdFlow had their versions of that. This was a way for us to address these higher end solutions with a Daktronics built, purpose built solution in a single device that could drive that really upper end of the digital signage applications that we try to serve.
And I'm kind of thinking, we mentioned, Daktronics has historically provided, technology for live events, and Lisa, coming over, especially from AdFlow, where it's a lot of these other type of markets as well, and the different players and things like this coming together. How has it been for you maybe when thinking of the quad player we kind of think of our markets tend to merge a lot more lately, but how is it kind of different between live events and the other markets with this?
Yeah, so the quad player allows us to have, a whole bunch more solutions to offer to that market that we focus in. Without the quad player, we really only focus on single displays or two displays put together. So with having the quad player, it's allowing us to fit the need of the HSPR market, doing video walls, doing menu boards in the convenience stores, in grocery stores, also allowing us to do large video walls in a retail space, a lobby. So things that are a little bit outside of the norm, this player has allowed us to do a little bit more with that. It has the full HD and ultra high definition configuration quality. So that's great for some of our customers that are a little higher end. And with the quad player, we do have some other options to being able to put this player, because of the size, still behind the displays, but we can also put it back in a closet for our customers so they can actually power multiple different displays in different locations through their stop.
Yeah, it sounds like they're being able to, they're used to, maybe a customer is used to one or two displays, and now if they wanted to expand, this player will allow them to maybe expand to more screens. I know we talked about different numbers of screens, but if somebody like a high school customer is used to having one or two at a concession stand and they wanted to add more, this could allow for that.
Absolutely. It also gives them the ability to do spanning content across it. So if they've had, like you said, two displays before with menu content, maybe they want to add two more displays and have four across. But at any time, maybe they want to put a piece of content, you know, spanned across all four to make a big impact of something they want to announce, or there's something going on at the event. But having that piece of content go across all four screens is pretty exciting to have something like that. And with the ability of the quad player, we can do that.
I'm not sure if I'd say it's a trend, but is that something you're seeing a lot more, Lisa, is I would say the LED or the LCD video wall kind of thing, like whether it is, you know, like Bill mentioned, a 3x4, whatever it is. Are you starting to see just more people putting LCDs into like a wall in one spot across these different markets?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of both. Obviously, you know, we have the LED offering and we have an LCD offering for video walls. We do see the LCDs being a fit for certain customers based on their budget, based on the location. But we are seeing more video walls to be able to do things like bring a customer inside of a store, doing something in a mall area with a large video wall with something that's attracting that customer outside, but also using the video walls to promote products and services. So even if you're in a small quick service restaurant, you have your menu boards, but you might also have a video wall that's going to be playing products and something that they want to sell, a feature item. It's kind of like a silent salesman, so that they're putting these products on these displays to catch the attention of the customers while they're in their location to kind of get that upsell. And having the video wall is giving them kind of a bigger wall space and a bigger span to be able to play that on.
Yeah, it sounds like there's just options for these customers now and putting it into their everyday applications, and they've got the option to go with those two screens or four screens or make a bigger wall or whatever they want to do. It's really about having the flexibility to meet their everyday needs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just add one more thing to that, and I'll put on my geek hat just a little bit here.
That's why we bring you here, Bill.
No. Yeah. If you could see me, I'm actually wearing a geek hat, whatever that is. Just joking. But anyway, some of the things that are really interesting about the media player, you know, obviously we're Daktronics and we do a lot of different things. We do LED and we also do control systems. Our Venus control suite is a really powerful content management system. And one of the things that by building our own media players allows us to do is take advantage of software tools like Venus Control Suite to do things like build video walls in different ways. So it's not just that we can output content to a number of LCDs, but we can determine in the software how that content is divided up across the canvas of LCD displays on the wall. So Venus Control Suite has a layout editor that allows us to carve up that canvas in a variety of ways, any number of ways. You can zone and create different areas of a video wall that can display different parts of an image or different content to one series of displays or one area of the canvas versus another. And So by doing that, we have this feature set that's available to us by building the media player ourselves rather than, you know, relying on sort of generic media players like some systems do. We can advantage our software for things like the layout editor. We can determine bezel compensation for the displays, so you get a seamless image that accounts for the tiny gaps between the LCD displays. We can even do display control, where we can control the physical LCDs on the wall from our software interface and even have control schedule, turning displays on and off at certain times of the day, for instance, is one of the features that our display control application has within the Venus Control Suite. So, you know, by having the content management system ourselves and the media player built to take advantage of those features, the overall system is really powerful and flexible for customers who want to do anything from simple LCDs for retail or advertising all the way up to higher end large arrays of LCDs with, you know, video wall content on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about. The you mentioned a little bit about scheduling and day timing. Is it so? It's even more than that. We're talking about, you know, the quad player does this, but you've also got behind the scenes the scheduling aspect of things working across all of that, as well as day parting across all that, and even like ads coming into that.
Sure, of course, yeah. I mean, that media players are great and everything, but the content really is king, and what you do with it is the most important thing. And our customers are, you know, are empowered to be able to schedule content throughout the day, carve up their day into different for different purposes, even in commercial markets, be able to enter into ad sales and, you know, kind of manage their displays through an ad sales regimen that allows them to recognize revenue from the advertising played out on those displays. And that's a very robust system that, you know, really our partners in the commercial space and advertising space really get a lot out of.
Does that, just really quick, does that dig into like the number of users that they need, or where is that system localized at for getting that content out?
Yeah, so the Instant Control Suite itself is a cloud-based system that can be shared from, you know, across an enterprise. So if you have a corporate network where you might have a home base or a headquarters that wants to create content and schedule from one location out to a number of different storefronts or locations out in the field, they can do it that way. They can even set up account hierarchies where they allowed different portions of the operation to operate either from a central point of control, whether that's content or scheduling, or even allow for more local control down at the sub account level, which might be a store or an individual location. So there is a system in the software that allows for any kind of reporting structure or hierarchy of responsibilities that you might want to divvy up for content creation, scheduling content, assigning ad sales and things like that.
Lisa, I'm going to kind of throw this question over to you and thinking about, you know, how important is this kind of hierarchy, at least from like the market's perspective, right? Because I know Bill has mentioned things you can control with VNS Control Suite, enterprise level, but also local level. Can you talk a little bit about maybe what you've seen out there and how do they handle that content between two different kind of hierarchy levels?
Yeah, we see the hierarchy kind of being used in the HSPR, so our schools, our universities and education. So there might be an overarching district to those schools and they'll have one access to look at every school that's out there, every display that's out there. But with the account hierarchy, we can have each individual school be able to manage their own content on their own displays, which is kind of nice without having to cross over to other schools. We see account hierarchy also being used in things like, trying to think of it like a Jiffy Lube or somebody that would be have a franchisee. So maybe there's a corporate-led initiative for a company and they have the ability to log into every account, but maybe they sell these locations off as franchisees. So then each franchisee would only be able to see their own account and that has still have the ability of that overarching corporate account, if they have one, see everything. So it's nice to have, it's also nice to have, also looking at franchisees, and some of these guys own, you know, 10, 20 franchises. So they can manage all of their own content, and then they can have another level down, and then they might have a manager that's on site that can only manage their content on their screen. So VNS Control Suite allows them to do that, which is nice, but gives them the opportunity to still see everything, but only allows those to touch the screens that they should be working with.
And I feel like that's something you would probably suggest, right? Because, I mean, there's definitely corporate initiatives for any organization that get pushed down. But then I feel like to make content really stand out, there has to be some level of, you know, customization or feeling like it's local or meant just for them to see, right?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of rules based around that from the client themselves. But we do suggest that in certain situations, there could be corporate accounts that also have an agency of record, somebody that actually creates their content for them. And then they just give them access to bring the content into VCS. They don't get to schedule it or move it around, but they bring it in, they put the media pieces in. Then that other, maybe the corporate owner or a local owner can go and grab that content and then move it out to their displays. But they really kind of focus a lot. We help them and kind of direct them in the right path to make sure they're only allowing their users to create content that is of we call it on brand to them, that is at a certain level of standards for them mm-hmm. to push content out. But we kind of direct them during our training sessions, if they're having a one-on-one, or even during some of our onboarding sessions, really how to kind of personally manage your content on your displays with BCS.
Yeah, so it sounds like they're kind of maximizing the content for these displays, and with the quad player capability, they can control, okay, this content's going to appear across all of them, or we're going to schedule to just one or two of them. A lot of flexibility with this, a lot of options with this. Maybe if somebody's looking to get set up with this, is it something that's complicated to implement, or how does that work? And maybe throw that to Bill.
No, I mean, we have a comprehensive program to get people started. We've quite a large network of customers already, and new customers can enjoy training and even in-app guidance is part of the software. We have videos and certainly, install documents and all kinds of support and services available to help customers get started. None of it is terribly complex. We ship units pre-configured and ready to go for each and every customer. So when a customer, when we provide a quote to a customer and they decide they want to go with us, and we're ready to fulfill the order, we build players, custom for that customer's particular needs. So whatever resolutions and number of displays and bezel compensation and other factors that they want to use on site, we ship a unit that's ready to go. So we have install partners that show up and will, hang the displays and go through the setup process, which is very simple and straightforward. Turn the players on, get the content up and going, and guarantee that flawless first time fire up is part of our goal and what we try to do each and every time.
And I got to think, this is probably part of your, discovery question phrase, like you just said, is, all right, how many TVs, what is it going to look like? So you know it comes pre-configured. Is there something about, I don't know if it's a network, like you said, it outputs HDMI and different things, but the school or whoever it is has to have something to be able to distribute that through. But then if we get involved in that, I'm assuming that goes to another level, but you kind of work with the installers on site to make sure it actually does. They all do go through and talk to each other.
Yeah, I mean, as you're alluding to, a lot of our customers don't just have an LCD, mm-hmm. right? They may have a marquee out front, some fuel price digits and things outside the building. In the case of gas stations and convenience stores, they may have a number of different LCDs inside the store that are used for different purposes and are configured differently. So that whole network, whether it's LCD and LED and numeric digit displays like we sell for petroleum type businesses, those all can be driven from the Venus Control Suite and integrate with our media player family and are part of that Daktronics ecosystem. So when we... Our ideal scenario for being able to help customers is to provide that one hand to shake type experience where, all of their components for display are produced by Daktronics and controlled by Daktronics, installed, serviced, supported, and kind of partnered all the way through. So that we find that quite commonly. It's not just an LCD digital signage project. It's typically a number of different displays, a number of different applications and uses, and we try to bring that same level of partnership to all those types of applications for our customers.
Sorry, that just made me think of one other thing with our Venus Control Suite. We've had Venus Control Suite around for a while. It's managed our marquees, it's managed our EMCs out front. When we brought Venus Control Suite to also power LCDs back in, I think, 2021, the nice thing about that was now that we're able to have all of our Daktronic products using VCS in one account. And that's really what we wanted to do then. We wanted to make sure that we made that customer act very efficiently with all of the Daktronics products under one account. So I could log in as a customer, I could see my LCDs, I could see my EMC up front, I could see my marquee, and be able to manage my content efficiently to each one of these displays and see what's on them. So that was the one nice thing that when LCDs married up with VCS, even our single displays back then, but now with our extra solutions with the quad player, we're able to manage more solutions on one platform. And that's really what we wanted to bring to our customers, to give them that efficiency.
Well, even it being cloud-based too, I got to imagine, right? Because then it's less, okay, maybe you just got to make sure they have good internet speed versus having to ship out a user station or laptop or something else for them to work off of.
Yeah, so with it, like Bill says, we get everything, the order comes in, everything's kind of kitted together. There's drop shipment of the displays, the player sent out, pre-configured, ready to go, plug and play, cables are shipped out all together, the mounts are shipped out. It's all put together, it's the displays are mounted, the player is connected, and it's all set and ready to go. The only thing the customer really has to have ready is electrical at the location. If there's multiple displays, I think in our cable kits, we include the power bars, so there's multiple electrical there, and they need a network drop to wherever the displays are going to be, so or wherever the player is going to be, that we have a network connection now to the displays. That's all they really need to have done and ready to go before the installation happens.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like we've thought about everything here, obviously, and then it's all within the Daktronics ecosystem of control, so you should be able to tie everything together. I mean, Bill even mentioned, you know, it might not have been used at live events yet, but it's certainly capable of it. It's just whenever we find that right application and need, we've got multiple options to fit the need of those individual customers within this, including a quad player to tie multiple LCD displays together. So is there anything I'm missing on that? It sounds like quite the option and versatile solution for people.
Yeah, I mean, we hope so, right? We spend quite a bit of time and a lot of effort making sure that what we provide is ready for the market needs. And, you know, we mentioned it's a team effort. It's a large team and a lot of really dedicated, experienced folks with lots of industry time put in and experience. So we bring that to bear on the market and hope to provide products that customers enjoy and need and value. So, yeah, I think that we've covered most of it here. Certainly there is a lot more behind the scenes that goes on, but I can't think of anything that we've missed particular to the channel player.
I think we talk a lot about our hardware and our player and our LCDs and our LEDs, but the other thing we do help our customers with is understanding helping them get the right solution for what they're doing. So we do have a lot of discovery phase. I think we talked a little about that first. We ask a lot of details and do a discovery phase to make sure they may come to us asking for one thing. We want to understand what are their marketing needs, who's their audience, what are they trying to do, are they trying to upsell or engage, and then kind of helping them, providing with the right solution for them, and then working from there to give them the right products.
Right. So if you want a solution like this, maybe including a quad player, talk to Lisa and Bill. They're ready to help you out. It sounds like you got everything ready to go. Have that discovery phase and make sure you get exactly what you need for your application. So Lisa and Bill, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing all about the quad player today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.